The Colm and Lucy Podcast with Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Police were stunned when a man phoned 999 hoping to have a chef arrested because he was not happy with his burger. This happened in Hampshire in England. So we started looking up, and it's so annoying and it's so wrong the way people just waste police time.
See, I think
when
the point
is people dying, being shot and killed, and
they probably don't know that they're wasting time because they're probably just a little bit, you know, left of centres. For I'm just looking at one. A caller wanted the West Midlands Ambulance Service to come around and resuscitate a dead pigeon.
What about this? Somebody called 999 and said, "Can you call me a cab? I'm out of credit on my mobile phone."
Well, that's a good idea.
Because you know the way emergency, you can only phone emergency numbers.
Okay, I can see that. One man rang because he couldn't find his trousers.
One keen gamer rang to complain that their eyes hurt after playing on a game console for 6 hours.
There you go. There you go. Hello, 999. There's a hedgehog in my garden.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, brilliant.
And the same service took a phone call. This is the West Midlands police. They took a phone call from a man who couldn't walk after too much dancing.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
It's not awful, though. Like, when you think about the time that's wasted, it is wrong.
Greater Manchester,
on every level.
Greater Manchester police received a phone call from someone complaining that they'd been waiting for a pizza delivery for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It's like the hamburger thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I can see that. And finally, one caller wanted to know what the temperature was outside.
You need to know that.
I've never phoned the guards.
You've never phoned 999?
No. I've never.
No, I don't.
Well, it's not 999 anymore, isn't it?
No, it's
just not.
In Ireland, it's still 999.
Is it? 999? I don't think it is.
We should know.
Is it not 911?
No, that's America. 911 is the States. No, I think they did. I think England tried to change and get to a groovier number, but they couldn't. But no, I think it's still 999.
999.
Bring it there and see.
I'm not going to phone them.
Well, just to change. So ask them, is this the right number to call?
Oh, for God's sake, that is the worst ever. No way, they'll track me down and arrest me.
This is the right number to call if I have an emergency. It is. Okay, well, I'll get back to you next week because I'm expecting an emergency coming pretty soon. Well, I ordered one. It's just late.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
We have been named as Europe's most generous country.
I think we are.
Yeah. So what they do is they look at first charitable donations, and apparently for per capita, for the amount of people that we have in Ireland, we're very good at our charitable donations, which have reduced significantly after sort of the controversies over the last number of years, you know. But the fact that we are still giving so generously is quite amazing because, I mean, the whole charitable end just got racked with all these controversies.
Dodgy geezers.
Yeah, with some of the dodgy geezers, absolutely. Now, apparently they also ask who has been nice or been generous to somebody. Let's say in the last month, have you made a generous, sort of a non-selfish, a selfless
always
act? Well, 64% have said they have in the last month.
I have. Okay, what would that be like, say, letting somebody out
in traffic,
opening a door?
I don't know if that's enough.
Well, what do you mean? Like, talk to me.
I'm not sure what is the, like, can you think of something? I don't know, maybe, like, seeing somebody that's walking home and you pull in and go, look, I'll give you a lift.
But oh, Jesus, I'd never get a lift to a stranger.
Yeah, see, that can be weird as well, can't it? Or helping somebody that's fallen over and is, I don't know. See, I don't know what it is. That it's just saying you've done something which is very generous in
I
the last month.
I smile at everybody. I give everyone my smile.
You do smile at everybody. And you I mean,
I'm a friendly kind of person.
Generally, you're
not.
I'd say you're a nicer person than I am.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, you didn't have to emphasise it there by using the Lord's name. Like, maybe you could say, no, Colin, men are generous as well.
Why lie? Look, one thing about me is I don't lie.
Okay.
I can't lie.
I'm just trying to see on this little survey what it is that they say, you know, is that generous act? I suppose it's just, opening the door, helping somebody cross the road, maybe like it's a combination of all these things that you know you will do, or seeing somebody on the street that you'll buy them a coffee, or you know if somebody's sitting there and you know.
What are your thoughts on that? Actually, just now that you mention it, do you like if you see someone begging, would you give them money or would you buy them something, or is it just dependent on the person?
Well, I remember years ago on a previous show, and we went out with the Simon community because they were doing a soup run, and I went out to do a soup run overnight, which I found absolutely mind-boggling, scary, fascinating, and very sad. And they did say, if you're going to go and give money to somebody who's sitting there, and you feel that, look, this guy, this there, this girl needs the money, you should ask them what would they do with the money, or go and buy them a sandwich or a coffee, because unfortunately, and this isn't for everybody,
they might get mugged.
But unfortunately, they may have a habit that's forced them onto the streets, and they may use that money to, you know, further their habit. It could be drugs, or it could be drink, which they are trying to get off. But if you give them money, they're going to use that for drugs or drink. While if you go next door and you get them a sandwich or a coffee, they will really, really appreciate that as well.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And the one thing that people living on the streets look for most?
Time. Company.
Socks.
Socks?
Socks is the biggest thing. Again, that night I discovered, and I was asking people, why is it so much, why is it socks? Because the first thing that gets wet, obviously, is your feet, and then it'll just go right through your entire body. So once you can keep your feet warm, you can keep your body warm. But as soon as you have wet or damp socks, your whole spirit and your whole everything you have just goes downhill completely. So one of the things the Simon community do is, as they're going out and giving soup and whatever, they give out fresh socks. And people really appreciate it.
Mm, yeah. Makes sense.
When you think about it. I mean, think about even just wearing damp socks for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, they might have to sleep in wet socks all night, and it just completely destroys them. I mean, everything else is up against them, and this is like the final straw.
Yeah.
So there you are. So I was generous then. Excuse me. Sorry, I was generous then.
Yeah, but how long ago was
4 years ago. I know, I've been very generous since then.
Like when?
Well, I do a lot of... I like to keep my work silent.
No, wait, what have you done in the last 4 years?
Well, I have been an ambassador for Cycle Against Suicide.
Yeah, when was that, though?
That was up to last year.
And what did you do?
Well, I went to many events and hosted events and cycled around Ireland, basically.
Yeah.
And did mental health talks in schools and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that... Yeah.
And you went abseiling with me and broke the State Street building.
There was that as well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you nearly broke the Make-A-Wish charity.
And broke the bank, yeah. But, okay, so my record mightn't be great, but my intention is good.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you?
Oh, God, don't I come in here?
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Colm, are you okay this morning?
No.
I don't know, just a bit worried about you. You seem a bit overtired.
He's in a silly mood.
He's in a silly mood because he's dressed like a geography teacher. Always happens when you... But this always happens when you wear that outfit.
But that's his typical outfit.
No, this I've dressed up as a geography teacher. What does... No, just to actually explain.
Well, like a stripy shirt.
No. What does a geography teacher dress as? Look
you.
Like? No, this isn't a geography...
Stand up for a sec, please.
Charity shop clothing.
What?
Jesus.
You could go into a charity shop and get...
Okay, you have like dark khaki trousers and...
They're not khaki. They're not khaki. They're dark brown trousers. In fact, imported from Germany. No, okay.
Okay, wait a second. So they're dark
brown trousers.
Brown trousers.
Brown Chelsea boots.
And brown Chelsea boot and a sensible shirt.
A shirt, look, there's little flowery things on the edge.
A white shirt with brown stripes.
It's not white, it's really off-white. It's
today, like, kids, we're going to learn about Europe.
You were with some hot geography teachers in your day. Now, okay, so...
What is that? I didn't even know that.
Well, if this is a geography teacher, look, I'm trying to big myself up there.
Oh my God, are you trying to say that you're hot? I'm so embarrassed for you.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
So, 2 days ago, myself and Richie were just talking about what we'd like for lunch.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to do spooky music.
Yeah, no.
Oh, he's been stalked by chicken rolls, so I think it's quite scary.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So, thank you. So 2 days ago, myself and Rich were discussing what we wanted to eat. This is Bank Holiday Monday. And he randomly said, around lunchtime, God, I'd love, like, you know, a chicken fillet, you know, like a hot chicken fillet roll, you know, mayo.
Yeah. Oh.
You okay?
No, go on.
Are you crying?
No, it's food. I love food. Go on.
In a roll, you know, lettuce, crispy iceberg lettuce, cheese, etc., and some potato. So he said, yeah, I just have this urge for chicken fillet. And I said, well, look, but no. Basically, and then whatever happened, we decided not to get one. We said, okay, look, we're going to eat something else. So then that night, Monday night, Rich was in bed.
Yeah.
And what popped up on his phone? An ad for a chicken fillet roll.
An ad for a chicken fillet roll?
Chicken fillet, yes.
A local one?
he doesn't know, but all these ads kept on popping up on his phone. So when he was, you know the way if you look up Instagram or if you look up Google or anything, like just searching
the
on his phone.
Ad.
Chicken fillets and chicken fillet rolls.
And you were saying to me yesterday...
Kentucky Fried Chicken, you name it.
He didn't Google. He only had a conversation with you about chicken
and we
fillets.
Talked about this again last night, so I wanted to double check my information. No, he definitely did not Google anything.
It's because the algorithms are there. Your phone is awake and alive all the time. Even if you turn off your location...
Even if you're dead.
Basically, your phone is all... Even if you take the battery out, your phone is still receiving and transmitting signals. I was in Vienna last year, right? At a radio thing you do that.
That was just a session. Don't try. Just I remember you saying to me, I have to go to Vienna for work for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Booze hound.
No.
Please continue.
But there was one day when it was a couple of the sessions, they were okay, but I fancied going into Vienna itself and having a walk around, right?
Yes.
So I went into Vienna. It was freezing cold. If you think it's cold over here, it was Baltic.
Yeah.
This was March. And it was so cold, I couldn't walk around Vienna. It was too cold. And I was starting to actually freeze almost.
Yeah. So
I saw,
thin.
I saw this bar, this Turkish bar.
Oh, you bird.
It's a Turkish bar.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Turkish bath.
Turkish bar. Sorry, Turkish bath. Same city, different story. So I went in and I just wanted to warm up a bit. Now, I didn't go on my phone. I didn't put on my location. I didn't go on the internet.
Yeah.
I had a glass of wine and I had a sneaky cigarette. Okay, I'm admitting it now.
Okay.
I had a sneaky cigarette.
Yeah.
And I had a glass of wine, maybe two.
Okay, now how many glasses of wine did
two.
You
Two, I swear to God, I had two glasses
You always say I swear to God and you lie to God.
I had two glasses of wine. I'm an atheist. I had two glasses of wine because I had to head back. Okay.
Yeah.
But.
What? Did you talk to anybody in this bar?
I went hello.
Hello to who?
The lady bar lady.
Okay, the buxom
she
bar lady.
She wasn't a buxom bar lady, she was just a nice lady.
With big jabs.
Who went, I don't know. She just went, hello. I went, hello. How are you from?
Where is she from? Is she Dracula?
No, she said, how are you from? I said, I'm from Ireland.
Why did you reply like that in her accent?
I tend to do that, and really badly, because then they look at me going, not talking to you anymore.
Well, okay.
So I left, right? I left.
Were you kicked out?
No, I wasn't kicked out. Now, the point of the story is, and there is a point to this story.
That did you get her number?
No, I didn't get her number.
Did she get yours?
I'm not getting a new number. Hmm. No way, buddy.
Buddy? No. You guys are good friends at this
You're
point.
You're moving away from
okay,
the story.
Okay, sorry.
So the story
It's just a quick story is generally a good one.
Lily, 3 or 4 days later, I started getting messages, not from her, but on my phone when I went on to Google and that, and it was the bar. And there was a little ad on the side, the same thing with the Google thing, but it was like, great night, Friday night, we have bazooka, and things like that. Seriously, I was actually getting their entertainment guide from this bar, but it was coming up on my Google search for some reason. And I had not looked at my phone because I was talking to, hello lady, where from? I was talking to her.
Yeah.
And having a little sneaky cigarette and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So I hadn't looked at my phone at all, too. So I hadn't looked at my phone at all, three cigarettes. I hadn't looked at my phone at all.
Yeah.
But yet, they knew.
They knew.
They knew.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
So there was Elaine in news and there was myself. Now, last night Elaine drank 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah. Well, she said she only drank two. I mean, nobody actually filmed her.
Okay.
How do we know it wasn't 2 naggins of vodka?
But no, in fairness to science now, Lucy, in fairness to science,
yeah.
We have to accept what the individual said. And I accept it. Elaine is an award-winning journalist.
She is.
Okay? So I accept what Elaine says.
Yeah, we trust Elaine. We do trust Elaine because she does the news.
With our lives.
People who do the news are generally not liars.
Now, I'm an award-winning broadcaster.
Oh, for God's sake. Are you really... What have you won?
I can't go there. We don't have enough time.
No, wait a sec. We do have time.
Radio awards.
Like
things.
What? Like
for breakfast
best randomer. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Is this the weekend challenge?
No, I'm just...
Ireland's Dirtiest Towns. What was it called?
Dirty Old Towns. That was the TV thing, yeah. Weekend challenge.
Weekend challenge.
Sorry, can we just...
You basically cleaned Ireland. You didn't get an award.
So anyway, yeah. Just let's go back to it. So I drank, and I admitted to drinking a bottle of wine last night between 6 and 10 o'clock. I'd say maybe 10:15 I finished drinking it, right?
Yeah.
So 6 to 10:15, I drank a full bottle
of
wine.
Liar, but
no,
yeah, go on.
I'm not a liar because it's for science, so I can't lie. I'm into science, okay? You know I am. You know the little
I just don't think it was, I believe that you finished at 10:15. I don't believe that it was a bottle. I've been out with you. You drink wine like Ribena.
No, I know, but last night I decided just a bottle of wine because I didn't want to have any more, obviously, because, you know, coming into work and everything.
But you always have, like, bottles at lunchtime. I'm just really confused. Okay, go on.
This is a scientific experiment, not a counselling session with Dr. Lucy.
Okay.
So, Elaine stood up first. Remember, 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Went to bed about, finished drinking about 10 o'clock last night.
And she's 9.5 stone, can I just point out? So she's, like, slight.
Slight, very slight.
Yeah.
Very petite. And this was at 7:05 this morning, and she blew into the bag.
Keep on blowing, keep on blowing, keep on blowing, keep on going, keep on going.
See, she's so thin now, she might be over the limit.
So, you're actually 0.11.
What does that mean?
So the legal limit is 0.5.
Okay.
And we've got 0.11.
So there were still traces of alcohol in her bloodstream.
Even though she finished up before you last night and she only had 2 glasses.
Okay, still traces of alcohol. As we said, Elaine, very petite and would have less blood than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now do Boozy Joe.
I'm a tall guy. 7:05 this morning, I had drank a bottle of wine, as I admitted, and then I stepped up to be...
examined by Hunter.
To be breathalyzed.
Here we go. He's being breathalyzed now. He had at least, what he's saying, a bottle of wine last night. Okay. I'd say more.
That's it. So if you want to
step
in there, Hunter.
From the night before.
Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
Is he guilty?
He's clear.
Ah! What? Okay, as you can hear, I was a little bit shocked.
You were?
Yeah.
I mean, you wanted me done, Gov.
I wanted you arrested.
Yes, you want to be arrested. Now, the excitement in my... wasn't the fact that I'd had a bottle of wine.
It was the relief.
It was actually, to be very honest, I thought, listen, I'm going to be well over the limit. Now, yeah. I wasn't. Now, again, we're not condoning, and you should be very careful with your drink intake.
Yeah, of course.
But I think the point, and Hunter mentioned it later on, the fact that I'm so very tall...
Yeah, fat.
No, it's nothing to do with being fat. So very tall. You just always wait for the moment, don't you? It's all about... Hello?
Hello.
You just snorted.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's all about the blood that you have in your system. So I would have, because I'm so tall, I would have more blood. So
I
therefore
think it's
I would
just
less
because you're so well practiced.
No, it's science, Lucy. It's science.
No.
So the point being...
I'm not dropping you home.
So the
because you're a liar and a thief.
The point being... really, I suppose there is that. Look, obviously, be careful, right?
And if you're thin, just don't drink.
And if you're small and thin, listen, the chances are, you're done for.
Yeah.
But if you're very, very tall, but he did say a person of my build and size,
obese.
No, you can see science, Lucy. It's science. A glass of wine.
I would
like to point out at this stage that Lucy was afraid to do this experiment.
I wasn't afraid to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm off the booze. Mm. Oh. I refused to drink. For science.
Well, there you go. How do you think we got to the moon? If we adopted that attitude that we wouldn't do things for science, we would have never got to the moon. We'd never build bridges. We'd never find.
Listen, you put your hands up when this idea came to the office.
It was my idea.
Exactly.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
First off, ladies, where to find a man if you're a single lady?
Coppers.
Where to find... No, Coppers wasn't around in 1958. So what you should do is get a dog and walk it.
Well, this is how Davina McCall met her ex-husband, Matthew.
There you go.
She was walking her dog in the park. So was he. Boom, shakalaka.
Well, didn't the two lads and friends always say, have a baby and walk a baby in the park? And it was great for
a I have a very attractive single friend called Trevor.
Right.
And he asked me, could he borrow Jess?
There you go.
He was serious.
Oh, no, of course he was serious. Yeah. That's for a man. For a lady as well, have your car break down at a strategic place.
Like where? Outside a fire station?
There you go. Boom. Good thinking. Boom. Yeah. Shaka. Wow.
Yeah.
And they come out in their uniform. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? You look so hot. Et cetera, et cetera.
Here's something else now. Sit on a park bench and feed the pigeons.
Oh, no, don't do that. You'd be the crazy bird lady. Don't do that.
Crazy bird lady.
Why? Oh. Show that you're caring.
Yeah, but what you caring?
I hate pigeons.
And then, I know pigeons.
Oh my god, I've got a really weird pigeon story. Remind me to tell you later.
Okay, weird pigeon story on the way.
Okay.
Become a nurse or an airline stewardess. They have a very high marriage rate.
Thank you. Well, as an ex air hostess, I did pretty well.
But you didn't. You didn't marry as from being
didn't
an air
marry,
stewardess.
But I met Quite a few boys.
Okay.
When
you met Richie, were you an air hostess?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This was pre-Rich.
Okay,
pre-Rich. These were the good days. The good days.
Well, we leave it there then, will we? Now, okay. So just a little bit of advice. Now, so you found your man, okay? And
yeah.
And you know he's there.
How do you keep him?
Okay, no, this isn't even how to... How to let him know you're there.
What do you mean? Oh, no.
Okay,
don't say he comes home, you're baking bread naked.
No, that's much later.
Oh, sorry.
No, you haven't even married him at this stage. So you know you fancy Trevor across the way.
Yeah.
And you're at drink parties or you're at gatherings.
Yeah.
So how do you make it known that you're there for him?
Right.
Okay. In the 1950s, here was the advice. Stumble when you walk into a room that he's in.
Wait a sec, are you not already together?
No.
You're trying to attract somebody.
You're trying to attract somebody. So stumble.
That you fancy. Okay.
So, which you do quite often.
Yeah, but I stumble for totally different reasons.
Yeah, well, no, you won't now that you're off the drink.
Mm.
Carry a hat box.
Why? That's just weird. That's just weird.
I know, I don't
What's in the hat box? Is this to hint? Ah, wedding. To hint.
Okay, yes, that could be it. It could be, yeah. Are you going to a wedding or you're looking...
Give me more. Go.
Okay. Wear a Band-Aid. People will always ask what happened. He'll come up and go, my goodness, the Band-Aid across your left eye and the blood that's seeping from the eyeball. What happened, my dear?
Ridiculous. Continue.
Yeah. Okay. Learn several funny stories and learn to tell them well, but make sure you only tell them to him not more than once.
Okay.
So some of your stories that you go over and over a bit, that's,
yeah.
You got to
be careful.
What
about you and...
Well, I'm
climate change. Pot kettle. Thank
I'm
you,
not
Elaine.
Looking
good
for
to see
a man.
You, Elaine.
I do stumble into rooms and I'm always going to have a Band-Aid on, but I'm not looking
yes,
for a man.
Yes, so put away that hat box. It's creepy.
Okay, this is a great one. Okay, there's two more, right?
Yeah.
Have your father buy some theatre tickets.
Theatre.
That have to be got rid of. So you come into the office going, I have a spare ticket to
this
the
is
theatre.
This what you always do with me for your friendship date offers.
Yeah, I know.
And I
know.
I haven't been once.
I know.
Because it's been like, ooh, let's dress up.
Yeah.
Like strangers.
Ooh, two tickets to the strip club.
Yeah,
Lisa
I don't
Street.
Want to do that anymore.
Okay.
And finally.
That's the end of my list.
Oh, was that it?
My friendship list gone. No, one more here.
Okay.
Stand in a corner and cry softly.
Don't.
No.
Chances are, if he's attracted to you, he'll come over and go, hello, my dear. What is seems to be the problem?
Yeah, but what about if he was attracted to you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why he'd sound like that. If he was attracted to you and then he saw you cry and he's like, the state of her. Some people are really ugly when they cry, like Kim Kardashian.
Yes, I suppose. And the state of her, look at it. She's got a Band-Aid over her head. She's got theatre tickets she's waving. She's carrying a hat box. She stumbled into the room and now she's crying in the corner.
She's crying as she tells that crap joke.
Which she told four times already.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
I now bring you a story about Halloween, which is just a little bit scary, okay?
Okay.
It's the story of a woman.
A woman?
Who is marrying a ghost.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
A spirited fling with an Australian ghost has ended up in true love for an English...
An Australian ghost? Sorry.
For an English woman. In fact, the ghost has just proposed to her and she wants the world to know.
Cuckoo.
Amethyst Relum, sorry, is her name. Says she's...
Amethyst.
She has had with at least 20 ghosts...
That is ridiculous.
Since she was a teenager. But she wasn't looking for a new relationship, but then she went to Australia on a business trip. However, she said... While she was on the plane, she felt the presence of the ghost on the plane.
What?
Yes.
Where? They were in the toilets.
No. You've jumped the gun there, girl.
Sorry.
Because she said, I couldn't believe it. I was so happy and excited. I knew the presence of the ghost was on the plane. I was so excited, and we were so excited, we had to do something. So we headed to the plane loo.
Thank you.
And, well, I'm now a member of the Mile High Club with a ghost. At least you have more space anyway.
You would have a bit more space.
Yeah, a bit more space. Because you can sort of... The paranormal apparently now has proposed and happened last week. The couple took a road trip. Hopefully he wasn't driving.
Yeah.
This is for real, Lucy. Okay, so just prepare yourself for this.
Okay.
They took a trip to England's Wookie Hole Caves.
Huh?
There he was going down on one knee. How would you know? He's a ghost. There he was, going down on one knee.
Sounds like the perfect guy. You don't see him, and then you...
Hey!
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
That's it from the Colm and Lucy podcast. We'll have another podcast up next week. And remember, you can join us live on the radio. Radio Nova, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10.
The Colm and Lucy podcast. Seriously addictive podcasting.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.